Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
In the traffic, there are hour-plus long delays from the Buccleuch interchange down through Gululis at the moment. The M1 southbound in Sandton is very, very slow. And the delay in Pretoria because of the crash north of Linwood Road on the way to the end of Malahleni Highway is about an hour and 40 minutes at the moment.
Sewe Chinese burgers is in Suid-Afrika skuldig bevind op minstens 150 aanklagte wat onder meer ontvoering en mensenhandel insluit. Dit nadat 91 Malawiese burgers in 'n fabriek aangetref is. Minstens 37 van hulle was tussen 14 en 16 jaar oud en hulle was almal onwettig in die land. 6 van die beskuldigdes bly in aanhouding. En dan nuus vanaf die kontinent. Brittanje gaan bilaterale hulp aan Rwanda opskort. Dit nou te midde van gevegte in die Demokratiese Republiek die Kongo tussen die Weermag en die M23 rebelle. Die rede vir Brittanje se besluit is omdat die M23 rebelle glo deur Rwanda ondersteun word. Meer oor die en ander stories om 6. Robert Cameron van Fisher Dugmore Sekuriteite hou die markte uit 'n bedrywige Johannesburg dop.
Ons plaaslike mark verbeter vandag na die slagting van gister wat gedryf was deur die val van Naspers en Prosus en verhoogde onsekerhede rondom tariewe deur die Trump-administrasie. Die indeks vir alle aandele is so 0,6% sterker vandag, gelei deur die industriële sektor wat 1% verbeter.
Dan na maatskappijen nieuws, African Rainbow Minerals het vandag sy handelsopdatering bekendgemaak en hulle voorspel dat wesensverdienste per aandeel tussen 45 en 55% gaan verswak.
Daardie aandeelprys reageer glad nie goed vandag nie en verloor 7%. Woolworths het 'n goeie dag op 4%, Mandi 2,6% sterker en Clicks verbeter 2,3%.
$1 verhandel teen R18.38, €19.33 en op ons staan op R23.30. Goud verhandel teen $2,903.19 per fyn ons en Brent ru-olie op $37.75 per vat. Ek is Marlene Forsie, meer nuus om 6.
We start off with some rugby news. Fiery Springbok and Stormers prop Stephen Kitsoffel. He's been forced to call time on his rugby career, and this because of a serious neck injury that he sustained last year in the Currie Cup. The Stormers confirmed the news this morning after Kitsoff had seen a specialist about his chances of playing rugby again. The 33-year-old had an operation last year where part of his hip bone was used to fuse the vertebrae in his neck. Staying with rugby news, a 42-year-old former All Black centre, Ma Nonu, has signed as medical cover until the end of the season for Toulon. A two-time world champion in 2011 and 2015, Nonu will be filling in for Satariki Taisivu, as well as Gabin Velieri and Antoine Frisch, all of whom are injured and were absent from Saturday's 24-6 victory over Stade Francais. And light and persistent rain meant that the outfield was saturated, and that was during South Africa's match against Australia at the Rawalpindi Cricket Stadium. That means that a ball wasn't bowled, and each team will now take a point along with the other points that they got in the opening victories from earlier on. And that means that England and Afghanistan have got a straight shootout, with the loser set to join Pakistan as Bangladesh as the third teams to be eliminated from the tournament. Western Province captain Carl Verena is looking forward to a stretch of home games to keep their one-day cup campaigns alive. However, the two consecutive matches that they have at Ulens are against the Titans tomorrow and the Dolphins on Sunday. If they win those, they could get back into semi-final contention, but it won't be easy though, as the Titans themselves are in equally a desperate position, having failed to register a single victory in their three matches in the tournament so far. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann. Jack Rand FM Sport.
It's The Drive with Robin Ross.